it's Josh here, producer of MDX Unplugged, Unfiltered, Unscripted University Life. In today's episode, we'll be talking about athletics and track with one of our alumni turned pro national athlete, as well as a good bit of competitive sports banter. Enjoy!
Hello everyone, welcome back to the second official episode of MDX Unplugged, Unfiltered, Uncensored University Life. I'm back, Tanura, as your host, and I'm joined by the same exact man as last time.
Leave me alone.
Okay, so we're not going to remember what your name is, can you say?
It's Coach Farhan.
Yes. Now, today's episode, we're taking a bit of a turn. We're finally talking about something that he holds true to his heart. If you can't tell by his t-shirt.
What do you mean? The t-shirt doesn't say anything. It's just two running shoes, that's it.
With the word coach spelled in a very abbreviated manner. So today we're going to be diving into the world of sports, more specifically athletics and track. And we're happy to be joined by one of our university's alumni. Not only was he part of the track team here as a student, but he's also a national athlete and holds the record for the 400 meter discipline, was it?
Yes.
For the last 6 years. And his name is Sinan. Thank you so much for coming on, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, say something. I don't know how to go with this part.
Let's go, Sinan. You got this.
Yeah.
Yeah, my name is Muhammad Sinan. I'm raised and born in UAE. Yeah. So I've been into the sport since childhood, since school. I've loved athletics. So in got the passion, started running, started doing competitions. Then got into a national club, Al Wasl, first, 2018. Started training professionally, did couple of national competitions, became the champion, and held it for... And held it for 6 years, alhamdulillah, yeah. Then now we recently represented India, yeah. Now looking forward to going ahead, representing more.
The Middlesex heritage, guys.
The Middlesex heritage is strong
for athletics.
Nah, that's not the heritage I want to talk about. I want to talk about your guys' heritage. There's a very blood heritage between y'all,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Apparently, we are cousins. We're actually cousins, which loads of people still don't know. We're quite surprised by this because it's so shocking that, like, when we were studying, we were there in the track team for 2 years. And we found out we were cousins towards the end of our university life. And I was like, hey, no way.
Exactly.
Wait, what? Y'all didn't know y'all were cousins before that?
No, that's a surprising part. Like,
Yeah, my mom saw our picture.
And she was like, I think it was a 4x4 for one of the race nights.
We did a competition together. We had a picture, group picture. I was like, this is Farhan, right? Oh, yeah. Sinan. And when she started seeing the family.
Yeah, my aunt goes like, why is Sinan here? I was like, what do you mean, why is Sinan here? Like, like, we both are the same team, so.
All right.
Okay, yeah. Small world.
Small... Bro, this is not small world. This is blood.
Yeah, it's small world.
Damn. We're a very small world. Anyhow, so how long have you been doing athletics for? Like, we get it, you don't start from school, but like, when exactly did you start doing athletics? Or what kind of drove you into that field?
So, yeah, I've been doing since school, like, for fun. I'll do all the competitions in school. My dad was always pushing me to do the sport because he was also an athlete in his age. Then we do have like Indian clusters where all the Indian schools compete and we go for Indian nationals. So that drove me, you know, more motivated and started doing competitions there. Got into the nationals twice in India from the school. Yeah.
I'm always intrigued when I meet people that enter nationals in anything, but especially like if it's at the under 15s or under 17s category, even younger, because like growing up, like how do you, like being a student, you know, and let's be frank, from our countries where we're from, academics being
it's more,
you have a lot of like focus that if we don't succeed in, then we might as well say goodbye to everything else.
But my parents were there, they were so supportive. So I was blessed to have them.
So during school, like, what was the main discipline back then? Was it 400 or just later on you converted into 400?
No. What? My specialties were 100 and 200.
Ah, there we go.
Well,
there
one go.
That is it. let's agree. Wait, yes. You studied in UAE, right?
Yes.
Let's agree. Any high school you go to in UAE, especially if you go to CBSE high school, it's just 100, 200. That's it, and then
exactly. I hated 400 back then. Yeah.
That's everywhere. It's like a love and hate relationship at this point with 400. It's then my the worst events.
Then when I went to Al-Wasl, when I got scouted from the clusters, I got scouted because, yeah, Coach Godwin, he came. He saw me, he told, you have to come to the club, start training with us. And he started switching me into 400. That was a bad process. But good, I'm here now.
Wait, bad process?
Yeah,
I thought I heard that wrong, like bad
100, 200 is different from 400.
It's a whole different ball game from 400. Because 400 is, people think it's middle distance, it's not middle distance, it's still a long sprint. It's a long sprint for like a whole ground.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So, in terms of like, when it comes to the 400, do you miss doing the 100 and 200 regularly? I know you do it here and there, but it's like, do you miss it?
Yes. See, now doing 400, everything seems easy. 100 doing feels easier than doing a 400, because 400 you have to push all the way.
Yeah.
It seems easy, but it's not easy, definitely, because the training is different. I do 200 here and there, but even that's tricky now, because I have to push the hardest in 200. Yeah. I tend to get injuries during 200. So this last season, I reduced doing 200. I focused on more 400. So that helped me, you know.
I mean, I guess you can, like, I don't think you need to be too much of an expert to notice that as well, right? Because, like, in 100, 200, let's say you're putting all of your energy, but in 400, you kind of have to find that balance of sprinting, but also conserving for the
You
right
have to distribute
time.
It throughout the
distribute
track.
Distribute it equally.
Equally.
Man, distribution and equally. I thought I left those after graduating.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you were part of the Middlesex Athletics team for 3 years.
Yes.
So, tell me about your experience. I mean, we both joined the same time.
For the record, everyone, this is going to be a very... emotional. As you can see, these two are going to have a lot of
It's memory lane. It's nostalgia. Let us be.
Yeah, it was one of the best times in my career.
Basically, who was the coach, by the way?
Coach Sasha.
Sasha, our coach.
One of the best coaches I had. Yeah.
Agreed.
He's great. He's crazy. He's so supportive. He knows what he's doing. He pushed us hard. He was just amazing. I miss him. I miss training with him. Yeah. We had lots of competition. We were one of the best. Still, you guys are the best. Athletics.
You need to keep that name.
Some coach is clearly very happy right now.
You have to keep that name.
I'm very happy now. I'm watching you guys. Yeah, it's so amazing. We still keep the same level. We were the best athletics team then and now. Had lots of awards from the university. Yeah, which was amazing. Felt like a Ballon d'Or.
So our student awards like Ballon d'Or for us.
Yeah,
that's
amazing.
Not coming up there hearing his name for the seventh time.
Yeah.
So what did you do back then in university? Were you doing the 400s? Because I don't remember clearly.
I was still doing 100 and 200.
100 and 200s, yeah.
When I came into university, that's when I started...
slowly transitioning.
Al-Wasl. Starting to do the, you know, professionally. So Al-Wasl and university was side by side. So in that year, I was still doing 100, 200.
Okay. So during the transition period, it still wasn't, I'm guessing, I mean, I wouldn't know. I'm guessing it wasn't as bad of a strain on you during that transition period.
What do you mean?
Like in the sense you said that you joined uni, you were still doing 100, 200, but it was the same time when you started slowly transitioning to 400.
Yeah, slowly starting. So after like 2 years, then it started. Because I was still doing competitions for 100 and 200. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and from the next like 2020 onwards, it started moving to 400. More.
Fair enough.
Okay.
I don't want to, if you don't mind, I don't want to talk about like one specific competition you guys always love to take part in.
Oh my god, which one is this?
It's a small not academy anymore. Like it's a proper institute located just in academic city.
Oh, no.
Where the track looks like
it's Pilani. Yes, I remember.
I was trying to smooth him by saying the track looks like you're doing a hard degree Tokyo Drift
Turning. Yes. So hard.
So I just wanted to ask, like, because I'm guessing you guys competed in that a lot as well, right?
Yeah.
It was one of the biggest competitions in
I mean, still
university.
Still is.
When it comes to the crowd, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a love and hate relationship over there as well, because we complain a lot, but we still compete for it nevertheless.
They organize well. It's good competition.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to ask, like, from both of you guys is that you did uni, you left, you completed uni, you did masters, you stayed as a coach. You both have two different perspectives because one's pure student, one is also from, like, the coach / corporate side of things. Is what I wondered is the banter, the beef. Like, let's agree, you come to Bits Pilani for any sport competition, you're not leaving there without sledging another person to kingdom hell. So I want to ask you guys, like, what outside of the athletic game, the mind games that you guys had to play, and I am certain there's some good mind games you guys pulled off against your opponents during the thing.
I think back then, who were the strongest teams? Amity for the relays and stuff, like, back then, like, not now.
Bits Pilani, I think.
Bits Pilani, Amity, they were, like, one of the more competent ones. So, for them, it was just like, okay, if we can't beat Middlesex in individual events, let's try cooking them in the relays. So, the relays was quite tricky for us at time and time. I think Manipal as well, they were quite decent back then, a long time ago.
Yeah, still, we were the champions.
Yeah.
We had a strong team. Oh,
literally.
Crazy.
It was a good team. So, that's the thing. So, since when it comes to championships, even if we kind of have like a mishap at the relay, and we made sure we won gold and silvers for the individuals, we're still winning the championship. But I feel like we are in a position where, like, if you beat Middlesex, it's like a big thing.
It's a
even
big thing.
One race, the joy they have is insane for all the universities.
You guys were like the Mumbai Indians or the Chennai Super Kings of the tournament, basically.
Literally, like it's
yeah,
like,
we were too strong.
Yeah, so it's like beating them. Even if it's like one normal event, maybe it's like one individual, it's a big achievement for them. Like, it doesn't matter. Even if, like, they get silver or they get gold.
So, like, even if you get, like, let's say that's on a case, like, you might guys get second, mm-hmm. the first place team. Or, like, even if you get third, the second place team will be like, what the?
Literally, it's quite bizarre on its own. I mean, that's, we are proud of that, like, the fact that we are able to.
We were having a very strong team.
Strong,
It's too strong.
So that's how that Bits thing go. I like just university beefs in general. I mean, it's quite entertaining, but sometimes it can get a little bit too much. I was like, okay, it's getting a bit much now.
So now it's just getting the flashbacks now, like, you're talking.
Oh, we had good relationship also with them. So, yeah.
So I think good. Some of them we don't have any bad blood or beef. We kind of like learn from each other. But I think what I love right now is, again, like, we all have like a good friendship outside, like when we
understanding.
But I think this is just an athletics thing for now, but I'm not so sure about the other sports. It really depends on what sport it is, but we kind of keep it over there. Speaking of which, injuries, this is very interesting topic, because you don't find athletes who bounce back and come at the perfect peak form or like much
so
better form.
I'm ready for this.
Yeah.
You're about to learn information.
No. So injuries, I mean, it's a sport. It's like it's one of a taxing sport where like mainly hamstring or groin injuries are very common, especially in sprinting as well. So what is your mindset or what is your, like, your mentality getting into this thing? Like, okay, when you bounce back, when in the rehab process, because loads of people, when they get like an ACL or like a hamstring injury, they kind of like, they have that fear behind them once they recover. So how do you bounce back from it? Like, especially at this stage of your career?
Yeah, so I've, since university, when I started competing, I used to have hamstring injuries a lot. So it's hard. It's part of the sport. You have to accept it. You cannot get rid of it. Even if you try so many methods, sometimes it will come. You cannot just get rid of it. So, it's a bad situation at that moment, because you're peaking throughout the season, and in mid-season, you get injured. Bam. But it's part of the sport. You've got to bounce back. You've got to do your rehab well, keep getting stronger. And I've learned from different coaches or different athletes how to process this. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a bad situation, but you gotta accept it. And it's part of the sport. You have to keep going, do your best. Maybe it's not the season. You gotta take a full break. Next season, you become stronger.
I'm guessing...
just don't give up. Yeah.
For athletes as well, it's not... many people like that don't compete in sports, even up to a certain level, they would think like, oh, they get injured, you can come back. I don't think many people realize there's a lot of mental health.
Exactly. Mentally,
well,
you gotta be strong. Because you're... like, say in March... you're peaking, And in the next competition, you got injured. And you have more competitions to come, bigger competitions ahead of you. Definitely you're going to be down. But you got to keep, you got to bounce back, be stronger. It's all in the mind. It's not just your muscles or anything.
Does it frustrate you when, okay, you're doing all the rehab process properly and then you feel like you want to get into it, but it still needs a bit more of recovery? Like,
yes.
So how do you tackle that?
So throughout the years, I've learned. Yeah. I've done worse and I've learned. So I got injured. I did the competition too early. Mm-hmm. And again, I got injured. Yeah. So that's a learning process. You go through the journey, you learn a lot. So now I'm getting better in how to take care of your injuries and how to go through it. Just don't, we don't want to rush. That's the main point. So you just need to take time.
Yeah. So like, let's just say you have a race and there is a minor injury or like minor strain. So what do you do at that point? Do you continue with the comp or do you just like, okay, I'm going to back out of this because it's going to be too risky? Because it's a thing where most athletes get confused.
Exactly.
Some will get away with it. Yeah. Some, they will get injured because of
that. So like I told, I've learned through the process. Mm-hmm. I've done everything. I've done what you told. Mm-hmm. I had a small strain. I ran. I got injured. Yeah. So that's a learning process. So from that experience, now I know I shouldn't do it.
Okay.
It's a very bad risk. You're just risking your leg. You're just risking your career forward. Because you just don't have this competition. You've got a next more bigger competitions to do. As the season goes by, it gets bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. The stakes are higher. So for me, 200 is the most dangerous competition because I have to push harder and that's the one I get more injuries. So for the last competition, I didn't do 200. Even my coaches told don't do the 200.
Just
stick to the 400, which was the best decision we made this season. Yeah.
And I guess like, all right, I'm gonna admit I was one of these people. You know this.
For the injuries?
About the when I explain, you'll understand. Like before, like when I joined, like for me, my sport is cricket. So I mean, even though I knew Farhan, like he did athletics and everything, cricket was always my thing. And then in third year, I was like, you know what? Let me give athletics a shot. And the thing is, now he knows what I'm about to bring up, and I just know for a fact you're gonna give me stuff for this as well. Is that I always thought like you guys, I always thought athletics or track was just
running.
Yeah.
Running in circles.
Just running in circles.
Basically watching, like, it's like watching F1.
Yes.
And that's about to anger a lot more people, I just realized.
We heard this a lot.
But yeah. But then when I went and tried it, and I mean, I was coming off of cricket, so for me, that would probably be stamina, long distance. I'll give it a shot, see how it is. I died. Like, I'm not telling your standard, like, oh, breathless, like, we did 1 hour of warm-up, and then after the first lap, I was like, I'm done for the day. I was like, I spent the entire day all like on my classmate that had like, so Bonnie, Bilal, I went all them, Farhan. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I full on the amount of regret that came out of me.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I stuck with them. Like, slowly it got better because I realized like the practice, it got better, but I felt so much regret for like 2.5 years. I gave straight hell. And then I was like, yeah, you know what? I should just keep my mouth shut from now onwards.
You know what they say? You don't play the sport, you run it.
Exactly.
Exactly. That's the thing, because running is involved. Like, any sport you do, running is required. Like, whether if it's sprints or endurance, you require this in any sport. Like, whether if it's badminton, table tennis, rugby, football, you need this component. So even if you take this as like a second sport, mm-hmm. it will benefit you in your
exactly.
first major
yeah.
sport in the other.
It's like a foundation for any other sport.
Exactly. So that's what the whole thing over there.
And it's like you told, it's not just running in circles. There's a lot going on in running.
Mm-hmm.
Technical.
I do apologize again to you, because you're the national athlete now. I'm apologizing to you.
Yeah. Especially, you got to be stronger mentally.
Yeah.
Athletes are one of the strongest people I know. You know, because track is not easy.
Yeah, not
at all. It's not easy at all. Because you got to give your best every time. Because there's a lot mm-hmm. of athletes out there who wants to.
Talking on like athletes and like sport-wise in general, something I was always curious, I wanted to ask is, obviously for you, track is your number one. You've been in love with it. Outside of track, are there any other sports that you've done that you felt like you can also pursue this to the level? just out of curiosity.
Proceed to this level.
Because it sounds like we can, I don't know about you guys, but I know a lot of people that are like, oh yeah, I'm amazing at rugby, but if I just gave effort to badminton, I would be king. And I'd be like, yeah, sure, sure.
No, if I say something, my friends are going to kill me.
Hey, it's unfiltered. Go ahead.
Come on, please. Let's hear something. Come on.
No, honestly, no. Yeah, I think I can do best in athletics. Yeah, every other sport I do for fun. Yeah, mm-hmm. Because I haven't done it so much. I just do it for the leisure. That's it.
So good. You're humble. You're not deluded like me and him.
They will stick to running. Yeah. And call the day.
My deluded head was like, I can do long distance, no problem. 20 minutes later, I'm lying in the middle of the track.
Oh, yeah.
So you had like so many coaches throughout the years from different efforts from the university or Al Wasl, and now it's Hamriya Club, if I'm not mistaken. But who is your favorite coach? Like, not in terms of like technical performance, but just as a coach, like with more than just that.
I would like to formally say that any answer Sinan gives doesn't mean he hates anyone else. He's just giving it based on different perspectives.
Yeah.
See, Coach Ashraf.
See, I cannot give a favorite coach because I've learned a lot from each and every coach. Because each and every coach has an impact on what I do now. Yeah. So, everyone has helped me a lot. Crazy amount of experience from everyone. I learned a lot. It's too hard. So from Wasl, Coach Godwin gave me lots of, he moved me to 400.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the basic starting point. Then Coach Sasha, no words for him. He's just amazing.
Let's be frank. Any person that watches this, that's former MDX or current MDX, you say Coach Sasha, you know what you're talking about.
He's just amazing. He's just too good. He knows what he's doing. Amazing. Now, my coach in Al Hamriya Club is from Dubai Police. Coach Jasim, he's just great. Then I have the coach in India, the Indian athletics coach, James Hillier. He's one of the best coaches I've had.
That's your national coach?
Yes, that's a national coach. He's just great. He's just amazing. He made athletes to national records. This year, so many athletes in national records.
India and was thriving this year for the Grand Prix Athletics. We were so good that our team B beat Sri Lanka's team A.
Okay, man, like, what is this, bro? Why? Why did you just have to throw that in? I didn't even bring up. I stayed away from international golf. I didn't mention anything, and you're out here calling me out like this is Asia Cup a year ago, bro.
It was quite fun to watch it because we had this like 3 weeks ago, right? This competition happened.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
For me, after I saw like part where I was like, TV switched to Netflix. Yeah, I was not watching the rest of that.
But yes, speaking of coaches also, I have to mention Coach Rania from AIS. Mm-hmm. She helped me a lot during these competitions. Then Omar and Tommy and Matt, everyone helped me too much. It's just not me. Who's doing this?
I guess
everyone.
You need like a support system as well to work to make this work. It's fair enough.
But I would want to ask though, talking about like, you do federation here in the UAE, right? And then you also do nationals in UAE, in India, sorry. Yep. So I do have a bit of a representation question I want to ask.
Oh, okay.
1 minute. Can you put the AC up?
Okay. AC up, yeah. I thought you were 1 sec. It's further up? Okay, let's go full blast. Sorry about that, man. Oh my god, he's sweating.
He's looking
too hot.
Look, you can look. I mean, so just for everyone's reference, we have the screen on. We can see ourselves. Like, Farhan and I are fine. Then you just look, just staring at the camera. Look at
him. I'm shining.
And I'm just doing the 5K, guys.
Well, you're going to coach someone. Coach, you're going for like a coaching session or something after?
Yes.
Yeah, it looks like you're coming from one instead. Oh, for record, Josh is of course behind the camera. Thanks, Josh.
I took it. Thank you. Yeah.
It's very cool, so you should be good.
Yes. Yeah.
So
continue.
Coming back to it, it's a bit of a representation question. If you had like the choice, I mean, obviously you're currently representing India, but if you had to pick, if you're allowed to answer this as well, Team UAE or Team India?
This is every unorganized question. Like, every unorganized in a tough spot over here.
See, UAE has given me The base. Yeah, I'm here now because of UAE. So I cannot just give up UAE. I was born here. I was raised here. I've grown to this level because of UAE. All the support they've given me. Also India, because we are Indians. There's no choice. We have to represent.
There's no choice. There's no choices.
Yeah. So currently I'm representing India. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in future you don't know what's happening. You never know.
So this year,
this is the most NRI response you can
NRI
give.
NRI response you could find.
How do you answer this question?
Is this the first year officially representing India? If I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Officially, yes. In the Grand Prix. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next year.
Because if you didn't know, every single Indian athletics outlet was putting his name, including with all the other big athletes we have, the national athletes. Yes. So it was quite a big thing for us. Like, no way.
Yeah.
No way. The representation is insane.
That was the fastest, sixth fastest time in India.
Seriously?
Sixth fastest.
So that's during the Grand Prix?
Yeah. Sixth fastest. And he's the fastest in the UAE. So you can just like, anyone can challenge him and he's probably going to win this race.
I think I know a few people that should challenge him.
Go ahead.
Let's see. Let's have a cousins battle right now.
No, I don't want.
We'll probably do the cousins battle after the temperature outside goes from 51 to like 25.
Maybe.
Yeah.
With like 80% wind.
Fair enough.
Bro, you have to admit, 54 degrees with 80% wind is horrible.
It's too hot now. Yeah.
Okay, I think if you don't mind me asking one more like background based like question, I was always curious is, especially like training in the UAE. Like, even now, like, okay, training between the hours of, let's say, 8 a.m. and 6 p.m., I would like to say it's, like, a very brave decision. But even in the evening, the coolest you'd get is, like, up to 42, 43 degrees. So how do you as an athlete, like, condition yourself in that? It's something I've always been very curious about.
So hydration, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very important. So got to have your electrolytes. Nutrition is part of it, yeah. You just don't give up on nutrition, hydration. Everything is very important. But to keep your level, performing level at high, because the weather is too hot,
yeah.
You're going to sweat a lot. So you got to stay hydrated. Keep having some snacks, dates. That's what I do. Dates, nuts, and electrolytes. Keeps me going.
Yeah, Farhan. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. What's your favorite electrolyte? Yeah. There are so many in the market. But what's the one you prefer for runners or just like endurance athletes in general?
What I take now is fasten up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good one. Okay. I've been using it for like past 4 or 5 months.
Okay.
Yeah. It's helped me a lot. It's good. Got a lot of flavors. Easy. No sugar.
You're just a product placement plug.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how
much. Okay, that's
we'll have to double check. Are we good with the product placement?
It's just a suggestion.
Even you were joking. Just were like, who knows?
Who knows? Fair enough.
Yeah. Don't worry. We'll be fine.
We'll be okay.
We'll be good. Yeah. I think.
We should be okay.
Prime hydration. Anyways.
No.
Okay. Anyways, okay. Moving forward.
What's next for you? Like, what is the next thing now? Like, if it's like in 1 year or 5 years, what is the next plan now? Because you've set a standard over here, and I'm sure you're gonna go for more.
Yeah, but
like a height. But yeah.
Yes, the next plan is. Now I've hit 46. I gotta go 45 now.
Mm-hmm.
There's no going back to 47. Yeah, you have to go faster, and the next main goal is to do the Asian Championship next year. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, where is it located? Where is it happening?
It's in Korea, I think.
Korea.
Yeah. Yeah. I know where we're going on the summer for holiday, bro.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't checked the place. Yeah,
I told them international, like an actual proper comp. I'm being his content creator. I don't care. I'm going in. I'll take a leave. I'll go in.
I'll just take grandstand attendance. Give me a ticket and I want to watch some stuff.
Yeah, that's the main goal for next year. Yeah, because I just missed out on the Asian games this year because I couldn't do the comp in India. Yeah, that was a bummer.
And with knowing that lead up, right? What with the lead up to the Asian games when it's coming up next year, right? You said. What do you think is going to be like? Not just for you, but I guess in general for any athlete, what's going to be the biggest question or challenge they're going to face in the lead up? Because you got like a good, like I'm guessing 11 to 12 months. What's going to be your biggest challenge to tackle coming up to that, minus obviously getting faster?
So the main issue in UAE and every other country, main issue is the season, how it's the calendar, season year. Because in UAE, it starts from September, October, till May or June. In the world, it starts after. Yeah, so the main peak season is May to August. And
so your off-season is their peak season?
Yes. So yeah, that's biggest
how the
challenge.
European calendar goes in.
Yeah, so the World Athletics calendar. Now the Asian Games is going on. So now in UAE, there's nothing going on. Yeah, so the Olympics was in August last year. So that's the issue, the main challenge for next year. So I have to be in, I have to plan out the
exact... You have to create like your own custom plan now because
I have to do competitions in UAE, I have to do competitions in internationally, so got to balance it out.
Damn, all
right. He's cooking next season.
He's cooking
next
season.
Next season is prime.
Yes.
Don't worry, guys. When you go to their social media pages, you and I both know who the content creator will be for him.
Leave me alone.
I mean, hey, it's honestly, if I was that good, I would do it. I mean, you would definitely.
Yeah. Without doubt. So if you didn't know, Sinan is a coach as well.
Here we call him
Coach Sinan. So that's the thing. So what group do you take care of? Like, is it like the Tiny Tots or like the elite team? Like, what do you go about it?
So now I'm the development coach. So
okay.
So I coach from athletes from 9 years.
Okay.
Till 18.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
So we have different groups coming through. So
go on. Continue.
No, it's a different group. So age groups are under 15 above to under 20s. I coach them. It's a good one. Yeah.
Here's an interesting one. So now most athletes or like most students who are good at any certain sport, they kind of stop after they're like done into the corporate jobs and whatnot. Work balance. How do you work around it? Because again, you're at that high level. Plus you have work as well. So how do you balance this? Because this is one of the tricky questions. I always get asked for it as well. So
just asking like on that. So you purely athlete and is like your outside stuff also around athletics or is it something else?
Yes.
So it's pure athletics. Okay.
Yeah, pure athletics. Alhamdulillah, yeah. So that's what I love about it. It's always about track.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so the main balance, So I'm doing a full-time coaching. So there's a lot of competitions I do outside, not for myself, for schools and UAE school games and stuff. So I work around it. I find time. Most of the time I train in the morning when it's winter. When it gets hotter, I train in the evening after work.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely find time to do it. It's tiring, but you got to do it.
Because for like corporate jobs, it's mentally exhausting. But I would say for coaches, it's physically as exhausting to a certain extent because of the heat and going from one venue to the other. So it's kind of a hassle over there.
Yeah, because I'm guessing like when you're coaching, you're not just coaching. You guys don't have just one venue, right? Because you're coaching an academy.
Yeah. Multiple venues. So you're going to go here and there. Yeah.
Jeez. And that's also like you're going from your own training out like where you would usually train as well, right? I'm guessing that's separate from where you go for...
Yeah, usually it depends on the location. So sometimes I train in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier. Yeah. So it's good.
Especially having the energy to do your own training is what's going to be the most difficult task for both of us. Because like how...
Yeah, you got to be mentally strong and physically stronger.
Because you have like an obligation. Okay, you need to help out every single individual who's asking you for your help, plus you need to do your own thing as well. So it's very bizarre. Like it's one of the more tougher. People think like, it's coaching, it's easy, it's much more better than corporate job. But we love this side. Yeah. I would say both of us would choose this over like corporate any single day. But it's for us, it's a bit daunting in the sense like, okay, if you want for our own progress, own fitness goals, it's going to be hindered here and there. So
not gonna lie, you guys make me feel a lot better with the fact that I chose to stop cricket after graduation because like, I don't think I can survive. I mean, like I do it like from time to time, but I'm just like, I don't think I could have survived doing this.
Yeah, it's hard, but at the end, it's you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
The results that matter.
I think in FDX Dubai, I think it was just us two who's continued like at this part, like sports field world over here. when it comes to like working in sports or like
keeping your sport like your whole life.
Yeah,
I know a few students as well, like a few classmates, like they left, they still do their training, but I don't think in the sense like the way y'all do it.
They're like pursuing and monetizing.
Yeah, y'all train and y'all do it as like your full career.
Literally, yeah.
Yep.
So probably two final questions before we conclude this. So the first question is, so you've worked with the UAE school games, right? Do you know about UAE Uni games?
I'm gonna leave for like a good 2 seconds, let them have their own moment for this.
So UAE Uni games, there's only 3 sports. There's only basketball, football, volleyball. We are trying to push athletics in. What would be your advice for the people who are listening, or like the main people, if they're gonna see this, to include athletics? Because in school games, you have like individual sports like swimming, fencing, and athletics is like a big thing as well. So what would be your suggestion or why it would work? Why would this individual sport be the next step for them?
See, it's more competitive than any other sport because it's an individual sport. You gotta see, there's a lot of room for everyone to show themselves. And athletics is a great sport for every event.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, you have done the competitions. There's going to be a lot of athletes who wants to compete. So if they miss this out, they're just missing out on talent. So, and it would be a good representation for the country because they're showing how the athletes are doing.
It's a great initiative done by the Sports Federation, but we just wish that athletics...
I'm sure it will come.
I don't want to come after 10 years after I'm done with this. So like, yeah. Well, hopefully.
Even I'll try to push it.
Let's go. We're trying to push this athletics thing. Literally every single conference is like, we need athletics. Most universities want athletics. They may not be the best, but they are very interested in running now because running is very booming now in the country. So we're all just wondering why we're not hosting more.
It's not just running, right? So there's a lot of things. Jumping,
field events.
So
basically track and field.
It's a huge
thing.
In the world, it's big. It's massive.
Much bigger.
Especially in America, Europe everywhere. It's crazy.
Yeah, we just wish it was there. Because schools are doing well. They have the Dubai school games and the world games and now we have UAE school games as well. So they have loads of big
I'm sure it will come. Eventually.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Coming back, you guys will change the topic. Nope, keep going.
So,
yeah, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Final question. What's your piece of advice to upcoming student athletes or athletes who want to take this to the next step or like who want to pursue this on a longer run?
Okay. So yeah, for the coming up athletes, yeah. Like I told, injury is part of the sport. You got to accept it. I know you won't like it, but you got to accept it and push through and keep working hard. It might not be this year, it might be the next year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're doing it for fun, keep doing it. Just don't give up. Because
super diplomatic answer.
Yeah. Then
I'm kidding.
Yeah, you might surprise yourself. You don't know. Maybe you might be a 10 runner, 100 meters, 10 point runner. You might never know. You gotta keep training hard. Have a good group of athletes with you so you can push harder. It will be the best thing to do, either rather than training alone. You know, because a group of athletes, they might be rivals, but they will be the best athletes to push you harder.
Yeah. All right.
Is that it? But I'll go one more question. One final one. So now I think when it comes to the Asian countries, India is now like top for the 4x4.
Sri Lanka will come up, don't worry.
I'm 4x1 also now.
Hope, man. Good luck.
We will succeed.
So 4x1 and the 4x4. Realistic. Like, we don't want the answer of like, oh yeah, if you try hard work. No.
He wants your answer to be like that on the banner.
No. Realistically speaking, in the next 5 or 6 years, do you see yourself representing the 4x4 team? Is that like a realistic goal?
Yes.
Or is that something?
Inshallah. That's the main goal for me.
Because from the third point of perspective I'm seeing for a couple of years, he definitely can. Like, I feel like you really could.
Yeah.
If you cut down a bit more of the few seconds in, and I feel like you should.
Inshallah. That's the main goal for me.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to represent the country doing the relays. I know I can do better times. Now I'm doing the times. See, now if you're looking into countries, you can, the top 8 mm-hmm. fastest athletes for 400 will go qualify. I'm in top 6 now. So I can represent the country in coming years for the relays. Inshallah.
W Sinan.
Yeah, no, easily dubs. That's easily a big dubs. W.
You got this. You got this.
And yeah. Once you do, we both will be at your DMs. First,
hospitality passes. I will watch the races. Personally enter his house. I know where he stays. Personally enter his house.
All right, you're his cousin. You just go up and be like, Auntie, your son is not giving me ticket.
I need that VIP ticket, please.
I'll just take standard entry. Even if it's at the top rafters, I'll be there.
I think that's about it, right?
There is. I guess that is it. We'd like to say, Sanan, thank you so much for
coming. Thank you for having me.
We really appreciate it. Good luck driving all the way to Jeddah.
Yes.
For the record, that's like a good 35 to 40 minutes with standard Dubai traffic.
So Fast and Furious?
Yes.
Don't worry, you'll see the corner of Pitspilani. Do the drift. Yeah. Again, thank you so much for coming. We
thank you for having me.
Having here. Make sure to obviously like, comment, subscribe to the channel, and check out our accounts. Yeah. Make sure to follow Sinan's career.
M.Sinan. That was a running joke back then. Yes.
Yeah, make sure to follow Sinan as well to follow his career. And we will see you guys on the next episode of MDX Unplugged, Unfiltered, Unscripted University Life.
Thank you.
Thank you.